So when you want to say I can, you say yo puedo. Yo puedo. Or you just say puedo. Puedo. When you want to say you can or can you to one person in a friendly way, you'll say tú puedes. Tú puedes. Or you can also just say puedes. Puedes. If you want to say you can to one person, but in a formal way, or also a question, if you want to say can you in a formal way, you'll say usted puede. Usted puede. Or you can only say puede. Puede. When you want to say he can or she can, you'll have to say él o ella puede. Él o ella puede. Or the same than before, you can just say puede. Puede. When you want to say we can, you'll have to say nosotros podemos. Nosotros podemos. Or you can just say podemos. Podemos. When you want to say you can to a group of people or can you, and in a friendly way, you'll say vosotros podéis. Vosotros podéis. Or you can just say podéis. Podéis. And when you want to say you can or can you to a group of people, but in a formal way, then you'll have to say ustedes pueden. Ustedes pueden. Or you can only say pueden. Pueden. And when you want to say they can, you'll have to say ellos o ellas pueden. Ellos o ellas pueden. Or only pueden. Pueden. Remember, if you want to make a negative sentence, you just put a no before the verb. So then, if you want to say, I cannot, you just put the no before the verb and you'll say, no puedo. Or if you want to say, can't you, this is a question and it's also negative. So then you say, puedes, and you put the no before. No puedes, no puedes. And it's the same with all the different persons. We are going to see some examples with can and expressions of obligation. So if someone asks you, would you like to go to the cinema this evening? This in Spanish is, ¿quieres ir al cine esta noche? ¿Quieres ir al cine esta noche? Then, if you cannot do it, you will say, I can't because I have to study, for example. This will be in Spanish, no puedo porque tengo que estudiar. No puedo porque tengo que estudiar. But maybe you just want to say, no, I have to study, without using can. In this case, before the reason, you use es que. So you will say, no, es que tengo que estudiar. No, es que tengo que estudiar. Let's see a different example. If you are with a group of friends, and another group of friends asks all of you, would you like to have lunch in a restaurant with us? This question would be, ¿queréis comer en un restaurante con nosotros? ¿Queréis comer en un restaurante con nosotros? You could just say, if you cannot, we can't because we must clean the house, for example. This in Spanish is, no podemos porque debemos limpiar la casa. No podemos porque debemos limpiar la casa. But you can say it quicker just saying, no, we must clean the house. In this case, because you just say the reason, you put before es que. This will be, no, es que debemos limpiar la casa. No, es que debemos limpiar la casa. If someone asks you, would you like to play tennis with me tomorrow? This is, ¿quieres jugar al tenis conmigo mañana? If you cannot, and it's because you have to work, you can use can and say, I can't because I have to work, and in Spanish is, no puedo porque tengo que trabajar. No puedo. Porque tengo que trabajar. But if you just want to say, no, I have to work, then, because you just say the reason, you put before es que, and you say, no, es que tengo que trabajar. No, es que tengo que trabajar.